Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting second. The first baseman, Tom Pachyoruk. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Luzinski. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ron Kittle. Batting sixth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Vance Law. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Rusty Koontz. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Scott Fletcher. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Floyd Bannister. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ted Simmons. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvy. Batting seventh. The DH, Don Money. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Charlie Moore. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jerry Augustine. And now, play ball. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Pachyoruk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyoruk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first, with Augustine covering, for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with Augustine covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines. Yount reaches second base with a double. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Koontz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Yount scores. It's 1-0, Brewers. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Simmons moves to second. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Simmons scores. Thomas moves to third. It's 2-0, Brewers. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money takes first base on ball 4. Ogilvy moves to second. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvy. Luzinski reaches second base with a double. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvy. Kittle reaches second base with a double. Luzinski scores. It's 2-1, Brewers. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Augustin fields it and throws to first for the out. Kittle moves to third. One out. Tom Tellman now pitching. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law takes first base on ball four. Rusty Koontz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Law. The throw from Simmons and he is out, Gantner applying the tag. Two outs. Rusty Koontz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koontz takes first base on ball four. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-1 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Law fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Yount hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-1 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-1 in the game. Bernazard hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 0-1 in the game. Paciorek hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-1 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Baines for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a line drive into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Thomas takes first base on ball four. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ogilvie hits a pop-up towards short. Fletcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Money hits a fly ball into center field. Koontz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Luzinski strikes out. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kittle strikes out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kittle, who is chasing the ball. Moore reaches third base with a triple. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Moore scores. It's 3-1, Brewers. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gantner hits a fly ball into center field. Kuntz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. Molitor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Yount moves to second. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 2 in the game. Cooper takes first base on ball 4. Steve Mura now pitching. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mura fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Law hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy Law pinch hits for Rusty Kuntz. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0 for 1 in the game. Fletcher hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Rudy Law now playing center field. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Thomas strikes out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ogilvie hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Money hits a ball on the ground towards third. Law fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 2 in the game. Bernazard hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 0 for 2 in the game. Paciorek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Moore takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moore. The throw from Fisk and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gantner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moore scores. It's 4-1, Brewers. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gantner moves to third. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Gantner scores. Two outs. It's 5-1, Brewers. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Luzinski is called out on strikes. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kittle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Telman. Kittle moves to second. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. Fisk strikes out. Two outs. Greg Walker pinch hits for Vance Law. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kittle scores. It's 5-2, Brewers. Jerry Dibzinski pinch runs for Greg Walker. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-1 in the game. Law hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dibzinski moves to second. Bob Gibson now pitching. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Scott Fletcher. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston takes first base on ball 4. Dibzinski moves to third. Law moves to second. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-3 in the game. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with Gibson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Jerry Dibzinski now playing shortstop. Lorenzo Gray now playing third base. Dick Tidrow now pitching. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ogilvy hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Brewers. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Money hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dibzinski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Paciorek hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-3 in the game. Baines strikes out. Two outs. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Luzinski is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the White Sox 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Salome Barojas now pitching. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Moore takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gantner hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gray fields it and throws to first for the out. Moore moves to second. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Kittle hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-3 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Squires pinch hits for Jerry Dibzinski. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gibson juggles the ball. That's an error on Gibson. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Law hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.